We all make dumb decisions in life, but in this case, I was stupid. Very stupid. I arranged to meet the guy off Tinder, but because of my heightened anxiety about driving, I arranged for him to pick me up outside my place. I had been talking to him for a few weeks at least, but that is not redeemable, and I know that. The choice I made on this day could have ended me, but thankfully I'm still around to tell the tale. The guy picked me up in his car and told me he planned to take us out for sushi. I love sushi, so I thought, great. He put in the name of the restaurant into his GPS and we were off, making pleasant conversation on the way there. Until I started seeing woods when I looked out my window. I felt very confused. We were supposed to be going into town, not into the wilderness in the middle of nowhere. And fear hit me hard then. He said, "I swear the GPS is taking me through here. I didn't choose this path. Just please take me back to civilization," I said. My eyes were wide and I must have looked like a deer in headlights. His face was really apprehensive, so he must have known that I was scared completely crazy. Oh my God, I thought to myself. I should have just conquered my anxiety about driving and met him somewhere public, or better yet, not met with this guy at all. What was I thinking? I'm going to get murdered here in these woods. I tried checking my phone to see if I could assist him with the GPS, and that's when he said those spine-chilling words. There's no signal out here. I remember just thinking to myself to try to look calm. Don't let him think you suspect he's onto something. But man, did I feel terrified. The tips of my fingers were cold while I was simultaneously sweating. If he was going to kill me, part of me wanted him to get it over with so I wouldn't be left in anticipation. His forehead was perspiring. He kept saying, I swear I'm not doing this. I'm trying to get us back on route to the sushi place. I said, you know, I don't care about sushi anymore. Get us to a gas station. Just anywhere with people at this point. And he responds, I don't have a shovel or a weapon or anything, if that's what you're thinking. Which did little to calm my nerves. We finally reached the restaurant after what felt like an eternity. I'd never been so scared in my life. I didn't have much of an appetite and I was physically trembling when we arrived. But I figured he didn't kill me when he had the chance, so I guess it was safe now to continue with our date. I already planned on taking an Uber home because I didn't want to go through that experience again. I was shocked out of my mind when he then asked, "Do you want to go back to my place?" I nearly choked on a piece of sashimi. What? I didn't know where this was coming from, and I didn't know how he could ask me something like this now on a first date when he literally saw me pale as a ghost just moments ago. You know, like, how long will you make me wait before we, you know, get it on? A day? A week? A month? I stared at him, dumbfounded. I couldn't respond because I was utterly speechless in that moment. Well, I can't wait a whole month. I'm telling you now, he said. I didn't say anything and the rest of the date was just insanely awkward. I said goodbye as I took my Uber home and only seconds after my driver pulled out of the restaurant, he texted me to say that he doesn't think it'll work out with me because he needs a girl with a higher libido. I didn't argue. I just texted back a simple okay, ready to be done with this man. When the Uber driver drove me home, he didn't take me through the wilderness pathway of a potential murder site. He took me through the streets, other cars, lights, the sweetest scene to my immense relief. I couldn't help but wonder why my date had to take me through an hour drive through the wilderness to get to the restaurant, but it only took the Uber driver 15 minutes to get me home from the same location. The whole thing was chilling. I don't know if my date planned on anything sinister or if it was an honest mistake, but I am glad I made it out alive. I learned a tough lesson that night, one that I should have already known but that I foolishly ignored for some reason. Don't let strangers from a dating app pick you up in their cars. I live in a major city and currently don't do a lot of driving due to ongoing issues with my car, and as of right now, the time that I'm writing this, the pandemic has made me turn to more delivery apps in general. So the other day at around 1 p.m., I decided to order some lunch after doing a lot of cleaning. I placed the Uber Eats order and found something to watch while I waited for the food. Within a few minutes, a driver accepted the order, and I noticed right away that the driver, Anthony, was on a bike and didn't have a profile picture or any deliveries on record. At first, I wasn't alarmed at all, and I was almost amused, like, oh wow, I guess I'm this person's first ever customer. But then, a full 30 minutes passes with no driver movements on the app, and at this point, I think maybe something is glitching out or the driver is stuck. I contact support via the chat option, and they ended up assigning a new driver because they couldn't reach the first one. It was odd, but whatever, I just shrug it off. And now is when it starts getting a little weirder, though. The new driver assigned is in the exact same spot as the original driver, and they are also on a bike, and also have no profile picture, and have no prior deliveries as well, and this driver's name was Lori. I let another 20 minutes pass with no driver movement before I message them myself and say, "Hi there, are there any issues with the order?" The app shows that the driver saw the message, but I get no response. All this time, I'm checking to see if Uber Eats is maybe experiencing issues, none that I could find, and at this point, while I'm definitely weirded out, I'm mostly just hungry, so I contact support again to request some assistance. They reassign the driver again and apologize for the inconvenience. Same deal. They also tried to contact the driver, but with no response. Finally, the third driver assigned is the exact same scenario. Same spot, on a bike, no profile picture, no prior deliveries. Only this time, the name is Robert. And before I can react and go about canceling the order at this point because I'm tired of dealing with this, he suddenly has my food and immediately messaged me the following, "Hello, have your food, what's your phone number?" And I respond right away with, "I'm not super comfortable giving my phone number out when you can just message me here." And he responded again with, "What's your number? Be there in 10. How old are you?" And at this point, the alarm bells are going off, and I contact support immediately to have the order canceled and get further assistance. I get connected to Uber's safety team, who informs me that the order has been canceled. I'll be refunded, and started taking down the details of the strange interactions. As I'm giving the woman on the phone the info she needs, I'm starting to calm down, thinking that this was just some creep or something. And that's when I hear a man's voice at the front door.
"Miss, I got your food."
And I can't even describe the chill that went down my spine because the way he said it. And making things even worse, the Uber safety woman on the phone with me heard him and as well goes,
"Is that him? We canceled the order."
I poked my head around the door. Main heavy door was open. Metal screen door was closed and locked, but allowed us to see each other to get a look at him. And when he saw me on the phone, he went from smiling to looking absolutely furious. He suddenly got right up against the door and kept asking who I was on the phone with. And at this point, I started asking him to please leave because he's making me uncomfortable and he's getting more and more angry. And at this point, he starts pounding on my door and grabbing the doorknob while shouting to be let in. The woman on the phone is asking if I'm okay, and the man is still shouting. So basically, I'm in full meltdown mode at this point and hurriedly close the heavy door to lock it. The man is becoming borderline belligerent as he kicks my door, and the woman tells me to call the police. He ended up walking away from the house about a minute after that and back up to the sidewalk, and for a moment, I thought he, you know, screwed off, so I finished my conversation with the Uber safety woman so she could submit the report. Once she submitted it, I called the police and told them what happened. They were incredibly helpful at first. He didn't actually break in or put his hands on me, and they told me if he came back to call again and they would send an officer out. I did end up calling them again and give a full report, plus a description of the man since he didn't end up leaving right away. He stayed in the neighborhood for almost 20 minutes. According to one of my neighbors, after she heard the yelling, she saw the man I described walk back up from my house to the sidewalk and hop into a truck with another man in the passenger seat, and they apparently just sat there staring at people walking by and just being incredibly sketchy. And that's when she walked back towards my house and asked me what happened. Luckily, she was able to give myself and the cop a description of the vehicle and the other man as well. So basically, this was a very bizarre and uncomfortable experience, and I wanted to share it to maybe see if anyone else has experienced anything like this, because honestly, I'm still pretty shaken up and will be avoiding delivery apps for quite a while. I was walking home from a late night shift at the bar where I used to work. It was a cool autumn night and the city was quiet. Well, as quiet as a city could be. There was the occasional sound of leaves crunching under my feet and horns honking in the distance. I was kind of lost in thought, thinking about how I was going to make ends meet and survive in a world that only seemed to be working against me, when I heard the sounds of heels clicking against the pavement behind me. I sort of instinctively turned around and saw a woman walking towards me. I tried not to think much of it and continued on my way. I was a relatively large and strong individual, and I knew that I could handle my own if I needed to. As I walked, the woman continued to follow me, staying at about a block behind. I started to feel uneasy and picked up my pace, but she matched it, and I decided to take a different route to try to lose her, but she seemed to know exactly where I was going and continued to follow me. I looked back and saw her face in the shadows. It was pale, almost ghostly, and her eyes were dark and sort of void of any emotion. The more I looked at her, the more of a threat she became in my mind. I couldn't help it, but I started to feel this paranoia and began running down the street. It was like my feet moved before my brain had even told them to do so. The woman ran after me, and before I knew it, she was only a few feet behind me. Given, I wasn't exactly the quickest runner, but I really felt like I would have been able to outrun her if need be. But I was scared, and I ran down an alleyway hoping to lose her, but she was still there when I emerged on the other side. I looked back and saw her smile, this wide grin that sort of just gave me goosebumps. I continued running, not knowing where I was going, but I was trying to get away from her. I stumbled into a small park and hid behind a tree and tried to catch my breath. I heard the sound of her heels clicking on the concrete creeping up behind me until she was right beside me. I looked up at her and examined her eyes once again. They were deep and black like before, like pools of darkness that felt like they were looking right through me. She reached out and touched my face, her fingers this sort of ice coldness against my skin, and I felt paralyzed, unable to move any part of my body as she leaned in and whispered in my ear, "You can't run from me. I'll always be here." And with that, she was gone. I looked around for her, but there was no trace of anyone having entered the park recently besides myself. I was alone, but there was no part of me that felt safe. I just knew that she was still out there, watching me, and I could feel it. It felt as real as the feeling of hugging your mom on Christmas morning. It had to be real. I got up off the ground I found myself sitting on and started walking again, trying to get as far away from that park as possible. I walked for what felt like hours until I finally saw my apartment building in the distance. I ran inside and locked the door behind me, leaning against it, trying to catch my breath. I wasn't tired from the walking, I was just mentally exhausted from the experience. All that mattered was that I was safe, for the moment. But I knew that she was still out there, waiting for me. The next few days were sort of a blur. I was constantly looking over my shoulder, jumping at every sound. I didn't want to leave my apartment, but I had to go to work eventually. I was running out of vacation days. I was a complete mess, and I tried to hide it from my coworkers as best I could. One night after work, I was walking home, and of course, I saw her again. Only she was standing across the street this time, just watching me. My legs did that thing again, and I started to run, but she was there every time I turned a corner. She was there every time I turned around. I was trapped and I felt like there was no way to escape her. And then, just like the last time, she was gone. I was relieved, but I knew it was only a matter of time before she returned. I couldn't take it anymore. I was scared and I didn't know what else to do, so I went to the police, but of course they didn't believe me. They laughed and told me that I was just imagining things and that I needed to see a doctor. I knew they were wrong, but I didn't know how to prove it. Days went by without seeing the mysterious and creepy black-eyed woman. Then days turned into weeks, and I thought that maybe she was gone for good. One night I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep when I heard a soft knocking at my door. I got out of bed and my heart was racing. I slowly approached the door. I didn't know for sure who it could be, but I had a feeling that it was her. I looked through the peephole and I saw her standing there, her pale face barely illuminated by the dim light from the hallway. I felt frozen, unable to move. She continued to knock, softly at first and then more urgently. I was scared, but for some reason felt compelled to open the door. Finally, after mustering up the courage I could find, I opened the door and she was standing there, just as I remembered, with those dark, cold eyes. She smiled at me, that same wide grin, and stepped inside my apartment. I tried to run, but she was too quick. She appeared in front of me again, and I struggled to find the will to escape her. I stood as still as a statue as she leaned in and whispered in my ear.
"You can't escape me," she said. "I am your destiny."
And again, she just disappeared. I was alone in my apartment, but I could feel her presence all around me. I knew that she was watching me. I wanted to scream, to tell her to come back and tell everyone what she had been doing to me the past few months. For days, I didn't see her again, and I felt like I was losing my mind. I was scared to leave my apartment, and I was scared to stay inside. A week later, I woke to find her standing at the foot of my bed, watching me, a dark smile on her face. I screamed as loud as I could. I was completely unable to move. It was like she had this power over me. I knew that I needed help, so I decided to see a therapist, and I explained to her about the woman who had been stalking me and how I felt like she was always there, watching me. How it all started when I was walking home alone that one night. The therapist listened to me and then recommended that I see a psychologist for a more in-depth evaluation. And after several appointments and tests, the psychologist diagnosed me with schizophrenia. He told me that the woman I'd been seeing and the feelings of being watched were a part of my illness. The feeling that I was being touched by her was what was called a tactile hallucination, and it's when you feel something that isn't there and only exists in your mind. I guess there was a history of it in my family, this mental illness, and they said that it sometimes can be precipitated based on the usage of hallucinogenic drugs, which I did participate in from time to time. I just never expected to have this kind of effect on my mind. I was devastated, and I didn't want to believe that what I had experienced wasn't real. But over time, I came to accept my diagnosis and started taking my medication as prescribed. I thought that I had put that experience behind me and was finally able to move on with my life. However, there were still times when I felt like she was watching me and I would begin to get scared all over again. But then one day, I was walking down the street alone again and I saw her. She was standing across the road, staring at me like she had done so many times before. I felt like I was going to faint and stumble backwards, and of course when I looked back, she wasn't there. I immediately called my therapist and went to see them. They reassured me that it was just a symptom of my illness and that I was safe. They told me to continue taking my medication, and over time, I was able to overcome my fears. I've learned to manage my illness, and I live a fulfilling life to the best of my abilities. But even now, there are still times when I feel like she's watching me. Times when I see her and even other hallucinations my mind has thought up. I still have some auditory and visual hallucinations. My symptoms are never 100% gone, but I try not to do things that trigger them. I just hope that my story will help others who are going through other mental health situations. And it's important to know that you're not alone and that there is help out there.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.